Blackbird note. Quite a rhythm, huh? It might not be your average call for either a hawk or an eagle, but it's the distinctive call of the ornate hawk eagle. It's obvious why these birds have such a flashy name. Their dark brown plumage, adorned with striking white and chestnut patterns, along with their impressive size, gives them a regal appearance that sets them apart from other raptors. Their impressive crest looks like an elegant crown in adults and a punk hairdo over the white-headed and black-bodied juveniles. Aside from their looks, they're also skilled hunters. Ornate hawk eagles have been known to capture prey twice their own weight. They hunt great coated sows, big pheasant-like birds that can weigh more than 10 pounds, while ornate hawk eagles weigh less than 4 pounds. These spectacular birds can span their wings to about 4 feet across and can be seen soaring the morning skies of tropical forests in lowlands and foothills from southern Mexico to northern Argentina. Ornate hawk eagles are also devoted parents. The female lays one or two eggs. Both parents take turns incubating them and raising the next generation of fashionable raptors. For Bird Note, I'm Lucina Melesio.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Get a taste of the nightlife.
Get a taste of the nightlife.
Get a taste.
Get a taste.
sunnies, they moving and grooving. Say,
he gon' get a taste.
Get a taste of the nightlife.
He gon' get a taste.
Get a taste of the nightlife.
He gon' get a taste.
Get a taste of the good life. He gon' let the music move him and groove him. My hips don't lie when that bass is moving.
Get a taste of the nightlife.
He gon' get a taste.
Get a taste of the good life.
He gon' let the music move him and groove him. Say,
he gon' get a taste.
Get a taste of the nightlife.
Hey, hey, Tutu, Julian Taylor here. I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday season. I certainly did. It was beautiful. Divine Light Body featuring Savan with Nightlife. That was the first song that you've heard here on the show. Divine is a singer from Toronto who is deeply inspired by Lauryn Hill and Nina Simone. And Savan is a multifaceted music producer and also a saxophonist. Pretty cool, right? We've got some great music on the show. Coming up, we have Juno Award-winning artist G.R. Grit with a tune called Doubt It. Also on the show, Miko with a song called Without Me that was released earlier on in December. An alt-pop rising phenom of Filipino and Canadian descent, Miko has proven that great music and consistency can just be as powerful as chasing overnight success. Starting at only 16 years old, pretty wild. Another artist who started a couple years back as a teenager and has moved into a new realm of their artistry is Natasha Fisher. We first played her when the show started. That's almost 200 episodes ago. She's got a brand new song coming out, but this is an older track called Over Again. She's from Thunder Bay and is a Anishinaabe and really commits herself to going to communities across Canada and performing there and addressing the mental health issues on some of those communities. Baby Nova with the song Death Wish. Baby Nova is a genre-blurring artist from Nova Scotia, combining elements of eerie folk storytelling with hypnotic, crazy, weird, awesome sounds. And electronic pop is certainly one of the sounds that they dive into. Here is Baby Nova.
His head, his love, that guy, that boy, his voice.
The myth I made up. seat of his Bronco cruising down the Brea Bay. I cursed it, the myth I made out of you. Why do you fall for me over again, over again, over again? Keep your heart open, I'ma smash it. Leave your soul out, I'ma grab it. Do you feel alone when you're not with me? Do I fit the mold for you to a T? I waited for the long road. Can we keep it on the low, low? Do you
For the human race, Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Call it what you want, or call it a disaster. Always get it what you want, and get it what comes after. Never be the version that you dream of. Always want to fall, but only when you lean on. And I try to be around, but it's never enough, cause it take, take, take until I can't help but break inside and say I'm fine. Our laughs around hell keep on calling it love, but it's just another cover up for all of the pain I hide. I'm not that.
started like everyone knew for a time. I thought we held the same thread, were of one mind. Met to lay out what each of us needs. You said you were listening, but something's making me didn't doubt it. You say it's not your fault.
Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Girl, you know it's, yes, you know it's true. Ooh, ooh.
We'll be right back. what's ringing my ears, stimulate my senses, girl, when you are near. And with your positive emotion, love making and joy, that's no need to bust. It's like a girl and a boy. These feelings I keep, I often wonder why. So I thought I might discuss this, girl, just you and I.
That's going way back from back in the day when I was a teenager. Milli Vanilli, Girl, You Know It's True. I felt so bad for those guys. I don't know if you've seen the documentary, but it's almost as if they were the first like subjects and victims of cancel culture back in the day, which was very sad because now they're like revolutionary and pioneers of the new wave of music where AI and people lip syncing and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? That's just how I feel. I don't know how anybody else feels. But I'm curious if you guys have anything to comment or add to that, hit us up on social media, Julian Taylor's Jukebox. And now for our featured artist of the week, the beautiful, talented Raven Reed, a song called A Johnny Cash Night from the album Waiting for Change. The album was released in 2024. Raven Reed is from Yellowknife and is now based in Saskatoon. First time I ever met her was at an incubator session for Indigenous artists that was put on by CBC Music and Massey Hall. And she floored me, made me tear up. It was an amazing performance. So here is Raven Reed, our featured artist of the week on the Jukebox.
One, two, three, four. One, two.